views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane Mack. For those of you who aren't familiar with Mary Jane, she has an office in Issaquah, Washington. She's been there since 1992.
Correct.
Okay. Her background is in nursing, but she's really a holistic intuitive. She does the Accelerated Performance System, which is a form of muscle testing the body, getting in there, tapping into your body, figuring out where your deficiencies are, recommending a whole food nutrition product that gets in, repairs, supports, and brings your body back into balance. Not only does she see people in Issaquah at her office, but she also sees people all over the United States. And not only people, but pets, dogs, cats, I think that's horses. Can't forget horses.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I forgot horses, I'd be in trouble. So, without further ado, here's my mom, Mary Jane Mack.
Thank you, Nancy. That's so nice.
I try.
Well, today's show is a little bit about this scary flu season talk. Everybody's on alert and schools are closing and people get kind of crazy. But what you have to remember is that, you know, the people and about get warnings about make sure you get your flu shot. Well, you know, the flu shot thing is that is not something I believe in at all. And most alternative doctors or healthcare providers absolutely do not recommend flu shots because the flu shots are not that effective. And it even says on the if you look at the Center of Disease Control, it'll even have a statement on there that this may not be effective and you still could get the flu. So when they do the flu shots, they pick out certain viruses that may be in that flu season. Well, they don't always get the viruses that show up in that flu season. So now you have some things that they say may work or may not work. Most of the time, when people get the flu, not most of the time, when people get the flu, or especially the elderly or any age person, it's because you're not healthy in the first place. You're already sick. And the people that are dying from the flu are totally not healthy. They already are compromised their immune system. And then when they get the flu, it just pushes them over the edge. So it's a matter of when you talk about flu prevention, it's not about getting a shot. It's about taking care of your health and doing the right things to improve your hygiene, like washing your hands, keeping your surroundings clean. Remember, we talked about this before. You can get those Clorox or Lysol wipes and clean your desk at work, your phone, doorknobs, anything in your area. And again, even if you travel, when you travel, put those little wipes in a Ziploc baggie and take them with you, like on the airplanes. You can wipe the handrest off. It's a little more work right now, but that really pays off. And wash your tray when you sit on an airplane. So there's things that you could do to be more aware of your surroundings and try and clean them up and keep yourself as sanitized, you might say, as you can.
So I did get a flu shot. That must have been maybe 15, 18 years ago. I got one flu shot. It's before mom was into the alternative. And got my flu shot, was feeling pretty good. It was the worst year I had ever had. I was sick every other week with the flu. After that, I said, I will never, ever get a flu shot again.
Well, the flu shot is full of chemicals. It's got antifreeze in it. It's got aluminum in it. It's got there's nothing good about getting a flu vaccine. And then when you talk about giving this to your children, that is like unbelievable to give your kids if you read what's in the flu shots.
And they're always stressing giving it to the elderly and children.
Yeah, and the elderly are already compromised. And then you think about these poor people in the nursing homes or in places like that. Well, they're not that sanitary and clean. I mean, they could be kind of surface clean. But those people are already set up for getting sick anyway. So, you know, you don't want to give it to your people that are really sick and already have lung problems and already have diseases, because now that just weakens them even more, even people with chemo. But the doctors scare you to death about you have to have a flu shot, or the assistants in the office, they get panicky. But you have to be educated. And I can tell you, if you go to a really good website that has all the information on it, is Mercola.com. Dr. Mercola is an unbelievable researcher. He has all the latest data. And what's really great about all the good research, a lot of it comes from the medical association, medical research, and universities. So it's not just in the alternative world, you might say. This comes from data, research, documented proof. And that's why it's best that you make your own decision. You read up on and get your own information, just like vaccinating your children. I mean, the world makes you think you have to do that, and you don't. And now there's sites about standing up for your rights. And, you know, some places when you go into, say, an emergency room, if your children aren't vaccinated, they'll turn you into Child Protective Services, which is ridiculous. So you have to stand up for your rights and be educated. And if you're educated, then you can make decisions that are right for you and your family.
Yeah, make the informed decisions, because we're all different. If you have a question for Mary Jane, if you have an ongoing health problem that doesn't seem to be getting better, if you have a question about children or one of your pets or a friend, she is taking your calls and answering your questions. You can give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. She's here for you today. So
absolutely.
Get,
and
get those
any
questions answered.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Any question that's on your mind, we could help you with and take you to another level.
So if you're showing signs of flu symptoms, what really could it be?
Well, flu symptoms are, you know, your fever, tired, worn out. Some of the things, though, you want to do before you even get to that point is start boosting your immune system. And vitamin D is a major immune booster. And there's articles and research about vitamin D. If you take it on a regular basis and maybe beef it up during flu season, you have a 50% chance. I mean, that alone improves your immunity by 50%. So that's a simple go-to thing to do. And again, I can't emphasize enough that when people say, oh, I take vitamin D, but I still don't feel good, it could be the quality of the vitamin D you're taking. So remember, when you're getting things at sometimes a supplement store, even though they might say whole foods on it or organic, it's the quality of it. It's like the products that I use by Biotics Research. It is the very best quality that you could get. And in a bottle, when you get a bottle of those products, that's why I have predictable results. In every bottle, every tablet is almost identical. And if it's not totally identical, it's very, very little difference. Where when you get other products, And because that's because of their quality control in their lab. Now, when you get other products and you get a bottle and say it says 500 milligrams of vitamin C in each one, well, that may not be true at all. You could get maybe most of the time it's not even going to be the 500 by the time they make it and the way they make it. And then a lot of them might have 250 milligrams in it. But they have been tested, and the variability in those products is dramatic. So you have to be aware that if you're taking things and you're not really seeing the results, it could be the quality of the product you're taking. So that vitamin D is a big, big number one thing to be taking. And the other thing is oil of oregano. Oil of oregano is a fabulous antiviral. And what it does is it boosts your immune system, but oil of oregano really kills everything. It will, if you take that before, if you're exposed to something and you take it early, then you won't get it. If you wait, you still might have some symptoms, but you won't be as bad as you might have if you didn't take it. So those are two really simple products that you could take to boost your immune system that could make a dramatic difference.
So that's vitamin D and oil of oregano. Never heard of oil of oregano.
Yeah, that's a product that we have. We have oil of oregano.
Oh.
But you can find that type of product anywhere.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and we will catch you on the other side.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is in an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
very nice music, Benny.
You're quite welcome. I know we're leaving off at number four, but I actually found out earlier today on another show the price in which all of those items would add up to.
Which is?
On today's like cost. Because, I mean, gold rings but 20 years ago obviously weren't going to be as they are now. Total package, if you're going to spend on all items, $27,000 and some change.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Right. It's kind of a cool little, you know, amongst the water cooler. Tell your friends.
Thank you for that little bit
you're
of
welcome.
Holiday Merry Christmas information.
That's what I do. That's what I'm
trivia.
Here for.
Yeah, way know. To go, Benny. Mm-hmm. Way to go. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with Mary Jane, who is actually my mom. And we are going to go to the phone lines and talk to Jean. Hi, Jean. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm well. What's your question for Mary Jane?
My question is, I was curious about, there's a couple other vaccines like shingles and pneumonia, and I kind of wondered about those.
I don't believe in any vaccine. So, and pneumonia, absolutely not. And the shingles one. Because when you get those, it really doesn't mean that you won't get it. What they're trying to say is you might not get as severe a case. But what we see, if you do get it, we have nutrition that supports you and helps you. And most of the time, the shingles, that has a lot to do with stress. So we don't believe in any of the vaccines. And the pneumonia, I mean, if you're in good health and you take care of yourself, you don't need a pneumonia shot. Pneumonia comes from bladder issues and kidney issues. So if your bladder, and those are common things that I see all the time. So when those things go untaken care of, that's when you get lung problems and breathing problems and can result in pneumonia because your immune system gets lower and lower. Does that answer your question?
Okay. Well, yeah, it's just when you get past a certain age, the doctors kind of push on you the two that I mentioned plus the flu shot, and I just wondered about them. No. The shingles, that has to do with, I mean, if you already have, you know, the herpes virus, then to me, I think I connection between the shingles and the herpes virus and that you're more likely to get it.
Well, you're likely to get it if your immune system is down and you're under a lot of stress. It depends on what's going on with you physically. But even if you get it, if you got it and you did the proper things, you could get through it very quickly. And even with the side effects from the vaccinations and all those shots, it's long term. People who get flu shots on a regular basis, it's been shown, have a higher incidence of Alzheimer's. So it's are you looking for, you know, when you look at what's in those vaccines and getting them on a regular basis, remember, it's a lot of that has to do with pharmaceutical companies. It's the pharmaceutical companies that make the money. And so, and again, it's lack of education. People go on a fear thing. And again, in a hospital, the worst place to be is in a hospital because the infection rate is so high. They don't even keep you in there that long anymore because the infection rate is so high. But if you say you don't want those things, they usually do not they don't push them like they used to when you say, no, I don't, just mark on my chart, don't even ask. Yeah.
Does the, you mentioned the Dr. Mercola, his site, does he look into those vaccines also?
Absolutely. He looks into everything, and you could get really, really in-depth, good information from that site. All you got to do is type it in, and you can sign up for his newsletter. It's state-of-the-art research that's not one-sided. It's amazing. So you'll really like it.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate your information.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jean.
Leaves another line open if you want to call us, 800-930-2819, The Mary Jane Mack Show.
Thank you, Benny.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's go to Julia. Hi, Julia. This is Nancy. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Hello. I was calling to ask a question about my dad. He is my stepdad. and he has dizzy lightheadedness. He's like off balance, the doctor and I think he might have had a small stroke, but he can't have an MRI because he has a pacemaker. And we've been trying to figure out for over a year how to help him and what's wrong.
How old is he?
75.
What's wrong with him is he has a really bad gallbladder. And his gallbladder is full of sludge and heavy, I call it sludge, but heavy stuff. And that gallbladder being backed up will affect his adrenals, his thyroid, could affect his heart, could affect everything. And that, unless you take care of that, you're just band-aiding all the other things. Because everything we're talking about with the flu and with all these things, the gallbladder and bladder and kidney are like amazing. Those organs really do a lot. And when things go wrong or off in those areas, it affects everything in your body. And the gallbladder thing, definitely, I think he's probably got something. It's almost like stones in there. But with nutrition, you could break that up. So again, I get that his adrenals are a two and his thyroids, everything's functioning at a two. And then when you have that, because the adrenals are low, it could cause the dizziness, the lightheadedness, could cause the balance being off. And again,
would that affect his vision?
Absolutely. His vision scores a two. See, when I look at him, everything is a two number. And a two number, and that takes me directly to his gallbladder, which is a two. When the number is a two, that tells me it's definitely very heavy sludge, and it can't move out. It's backing things up, and now he's functioning a two out of a ten. And what I do in my office, when say he came in or even by phone, we figure out a program that suits him, that's exactly right for him. Remember, I just talked about the nutrition products. Because they're so well made, I have predictable results. So I know when I put him on a program in a certain period of time, he's going to start seeing improvement. And then in a shorter time, he's going to get that gallbladder functioning. And then everything goes back to normal. And we usually have very little cleanup to do after that. So it's one major thing that can cause all those problems.
Well, that would be wonderful if we could clean that up.
there's no doubt that we can't do it. We can do it. I do it all the time. This is not complicated, and it makes a huge difference in health and how you feel.
Thank you, Julia. Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232, and Rhonda is there right now, ready to take your call. If for some reason you get the answering machine, just means Rhonda's on the other line. So please leave your name and number, and Rhonda will call you back. I can guarantee she will call you back. So that leaves another line open. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819.
Yeah, and getting back to the gallbladder and bladder and kidney, it's like gallbladder and kidney are so common because you're eating food. When people are eating out or eating different food, you can get a toxic stomach. That's bacteria in your stomach. When you get that bacteria in your stomach, and it's very common, then those toxins go through your kidney and bladder. And now it affects your kidney and bladder. You could get inflammation there. You could get irritation. And when you get those things and you have it for a while, now that backs up to your lungs. It's like Chinese medicine. Kidney and lungs are all connected. Or if you have sinus issues, the first thing I look at when people are getting congested and sinus issues is what's going on with their number one stomach and their kidney and their bladder. And when you take care of those things, then the congestion and the lung issues go away. So if you have a tendency toward pneumonia or lung issues, you got to look at kidney and bladder first.
Okay. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Time for us to take a short break, and we will catch you on the other side.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Put a little woo-hoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to give out Mary Jane's office info again. If you would like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call at 888-777-4232 or visit her website at MaryJaneMack.com, and you'll find all kinds of good information at her website that talks all about her. Correct?
Correct.
Okay.
That's great.
Let's go to Karen. Hi, Karen. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Hi. I am just calling to kind of check in and see where I'm at. I'm always looking at maintaining health.
Okay.
Oh. Well, that's easy. So the first thing I pick up on you is your kidney, your right kidney's off a little bit. And it scores a 3, which means You need some nutrition to clean your kidney out, and then your kidney is a little bit inflamed. Do you have any congestion or breathing issues or skin issues or stomach issues?
Yes, actually, I have been a little bit more congested, and I noticed that my skin has been kind of, I don't even know how to describe it.
Yeah, that's all because of the right kidney. So that's the first thing I pick up on you. And that's, you know, for maintaining health, that's a really important issue to take care of. And again, if you were to come in the office, what I do is identify exactly what you need. And you need something to clean out your kidney. And then you have an inflamed kidney. And so then we give you some nutrition to clean up your kidney and get it healthy again. And then all those other things you're starting to experience will go away. You also have a toxic stomach. Do you have problems with your stomach?
You know, I have been noticing something's up lately.
Yeah. So what that means is you have bacteria in your stomach. Now, you can get that from food you eat at home, whether it's good or bad. I mean, even if it's you think it's really good food, you just can't tell what's in the food anymore. And then if you eat out, I don't care what restaurant you eat out at, that chances of getting a toxic stomach are pretty high. When people eat out, I always have my clients take extra nutrition so that that cleans up their stomach right away so it doesn't become an issue. So when you come into our office, I give you tools of what to do so that you can handle your environment and you can go and eat out and have fun, but you don't have to have the other results to your health, bad results to your health. So go ahead.
Oh, I've started taking more enzymes and then some probiotics and stuff. Will that be beneficial
if you're taking it, you still have the issue. So again, by coming into the office, what it is, you need very specific products, and they're pretty difficult to find the type of products in the store that I use in my office. You need because if these things were working for you, you wouldn't have this problem.
Mm-hmm.
So they might make you feel better to a degree, but you still have an issue. Like your stomach should score a 10 and your stomach is like 110. That means it's got a lot of bacteria in it. It's inflamed. So what you're doing, that just tells me what you're doing is not working. If it was working, you wouldn't score so high.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. And so would the stomach and the kidney be linked together then,
yes,
too?
Yes.
Okay.
Because if you have your stomach, if you get bacteria in your stomach, it's going to aggravate your kidney. So what I do is you have to take care of the whole, like the stomach and the kidney all together, and then you get better faster and you feel good. It gets the congestion will be gone. It's amazing what it does. Because even when you have a toxic stomach, you could start to have breathing issues. You could have ear problems. You could have headaches. Because you're toxic. It's like having poison in your system all the time.
Yeah. When I was thinking about doing even a cleanse.
You don't need a cleanse. You need to call my office and do it the easy way. I mean, what I do is not, I mean, you're going to guess at what you need, and it's not going to work. And
okay.
When you come in, it's like it's not complicated. It's very easy, and you feel good in a short time. It's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's my expertise, so we could take care of you.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Karen. Exactly. I mean, people can go on cleanses, or she's doing the probiotic thinking that it's helping, but...
Well, it could be alleviating the symptoms. She's doing the best she can.
Exactly.
That's what people do. You go to the health food store and you talk about your symptoms, and they might help you to pick something that might help you. But it's not taking care of the problem, because if it was taking care of the problem, she wouldn't test like that.
And that's what your work does. You take care of the actual cause.
Exactly.
You don't deal with the symptoms. You go to the root cause, which would be the kidney.
Right. And I take care of the body in the order that it presents to me. I mean, I'm not saying what you need. I'm asking your body, what do you need? And then your body tells me the exact, and with muscle testing, I could tell the exact amount, how long you have to be on it. And that's why I have predictable results. I don't, when you come to me and I figure out your program, I know it's going to work. I have never seen it not work. And the only time it doesn't work is if you don't take the what you're supposed to take.
Okay. So you heard it here. All right. Let's go to Nicole. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Good.
Good. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Okay. So I was listening to the show, and I've been going to a naturopath and have been doing a bunch of treatments, but for quite a while, and I have some health issues, and just wondering if I'm going in the right direction or if she would have any other recommendations for me.
What I'm picking up on you is you have a gallbladder issue. So,
okay.
And that with that, your gallbladder tests a 2. So that's pretty bad. It's not good. And that means you have a lot of heavy sludge in there. So you've got to have some digestive issues. Do you have bloating?
So how do you take care of the gallbladder?
You have to be on a program to take nutrition to thin out the bile. And because if you've been on a program, you haven't taken care of the gallbladder yet. And when you have a gallbladder issue, basically you cannot take other products because you can't digest and absorb them. It's like if somebody
right.
comes to me and they have a long list of supplements they're already taking and they have a gallbladder issue, they have to stop everything and take care of the gallbladder first and then go back to what you might be taking. So sometimes you're... go ahead.
I'm sorry. Another thing I was going to mention is that I have Hashimoto's.
Okay. Well,
so I don't know if there was...
Your main problem right now is a gallbladder issue. The Hashimoto's is, you know, that could be worse when you have a gallbladder issue. So once you take care of the gallbladder, a lot of those other things will go away. So so sometimes you start treating all the symptoms of things that you like having the Hashimoto's. Sometimes you might focus on that, but when you got a gallbladder thing, you got to do it first because. When you take care of that, a lot of those other symptoms and things go away, and you don't have to do much of anything.
I have gone gluten-free, and, I don't know if that's helping or not.
Well, absolutely, because when you have a gallbladder and liver issue, because your bile duct isn't working either, so you've got two things that are that has to be taken care of before, if anything. So when when you have a bile duct, if you stay away from gluten, you're going to feel better. And if you stay away from dairy, you're going to feel better. But you still have the problem. So, and once you take care of the problem, often you can handle those products occasionally without being a major issue. But with where you are now, you can't.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Nicole. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, her office number is 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Now let's go to Cheryl. Cheryl in Seattle. Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
Hi. Fine, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Well, I've been nauseous, just kind of crazy stomach for a couple of weeks, I think. Well, I think it's something I ate out a couple of weeks ago, and I have felt that way ever since.
You probably got food poisoning, and often when people get food poisoning, they're able to get over it in a period of time. But you might have even had this a little bit before. But you have, first of all, your stomach shows up, and you have a toxic stomach, and that's from toxins. But you also have a bile duct issue, and the bile duct is your liver produces bile and gets bile into the system to digest and break down your food. Well, your bile duct scores a 2. So sometimes that can be just from heavy sludge in there, and sometimes it could be from food poisoning.
Okay.
And when you have a bile duct issue, I look at that as one of the worst things you could possibly have because you get bloat. If you eat, you can get bloated real easy. You can have gas. You just don't feel good, tired. And again, the stomach thing, you just have a lot of bacteria. So now that all goes through your kidney and bladder, and it'll make you really tired. So you've got two things that are very toxic to you, and you're not getting over it. See, sometimes people get over it themselves normally in a few days, but you still got it. So my sense is you might have had something going on a little bit before that. Did you have digestive issues before that?
Well, I've been to you before for my, and you diagnosed me with a backed up gallbladder. So I've been on that beta TCP for, gosh, a year or two now. And yeah. And so that was my only digestive issue before, and that's been, I think, pretty much under control now.
Okay. Well, then you just, you got a bile duct. Your gallbladder's okay, but the bile duct is not okay, and your stomach. So those are two big things you just need to look at, and come on in, and we'll put you on a new program.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, Mary Jane.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Cheryl. Well, that leaves the line open. If you have a question for Mary Jane Mack, go ahead and give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Looks like it's time for us to take another short break. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the ascended master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Just like the ones I used to know.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I absolutely love Christmas music and Bing Crosby.
Who doesn't love some Bing?
God, he is awesome. Okay, I'm here with Mary Jane. I'm your co-host, Nancy. And we are going to go to the phone lines and talk to Chris. Chris has a question for Mary Jane. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What's your question for Mary Jane?
I just wanted to say about the flu shot that I got one 15 years ago and got the flu. So I firmly believe not to have a flu shot. So I just thought I'd confirm that.
Well, good. Totally agree. You know what?
There's actually sites where you could go look at all the people who have gotten flu shots and the side effects they've had. So that's also on Mercola's site, all the bad things that have happened to people from getting it. So thank you.
Yeah, and I had elderly parents at the time that, you know, religiously followed the doctor, blah, blah, blah. So just what you were saying earlier.
Right. Well, good for you. Good for you.
Thank you. And no one still believes me. So, but I don't care. So anyway, what do you see in my field?
I see that you've got some issues. So how do you feel? Are you tired and dragging?
Actually, I feel pretty good. But I think I'm really tired, but I'm used to it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've gotten used to the way you feel, so you don't know the difference. Yeah, you got a really stuck gallbladder. You're functioning at a 2 out of a 10, your whole system. So, and it's because of your gallbladder. So that what happens is you just kind of get used to the way you feel and you forget what it's like to feel better. But for you, there's a lot of room to feel better. So
okay, well, that's awesome because I usually use my mind to feel better, you know, and I'd like to not have to do that so hard.
Yeah. No, give us a call. We'll get you out of that slump. It's amazing with the right nutrition and the right program how it'll change you in a short time. I had a gal come in just like you a week ago, and she came in for her second visit, and she was like a totally different person. And
wow.
She had been not feeling good for a long time or just kind of blah. So it was like night and day. And it doesn't take that long. So
okay, one other question. Okay, I will call you. But the other question I had about muscle testing, a while ago I read some books about that where it was more the truth, where you could tell about the truth you know, with muscle testing. How does that relate to what you do?
The truth, well, what it is I can find out the what's negative and what's positive. So you can find out, actually, with muscle testing, you could ask any question. It's not just about physical. You could ask, for example, you could score a house. You could score your clothes. You could score your furniture. So you can test anything. And if the number is low, that means it's not good for you. If the number is 7, I score things like 0 to 10. And if it's higher, it can still be good. If it's too high, it's not good. But when it's 6 or under, then it's not going to work. It's not good for you. And that could be people. It could be anything.
Okay, but what I mean is, like, if you don't, like, over the phone, you can do that through, how do you do that without doing the actual testing?
Oh, what I do it in my mind. I mean, I just do it in my head. It's like, If I'm talking to you on the phone, it's basically I'm visualizing you in my head in front of me, and then I'm going through the exact same system as if you were in the room. I follow a certain protocol, and I never change that protocol. I do the same thing every time. And then that takes me to the number 1, number 2, and number 3 priorities. So it's like what I do, I say it all the time, what I do is right on. I never guess what's going on with you. I never doubt myself. When I pick something up, I know that's what it is. And that's why I have great results. And I just follow your body. I don't put myself into it. It's what your body tells me. Does that answer your question?
Well, it's the same principle then. It's just saying, is the universe real or is God real? And then it tells yes or no.
Well, the other thing is that what I do is I score it on a scale of 0 to 10. So I take it further than a yes or no. So I want to know, like, your gallbladder, how good is it? And like right now, yours is a 2. 10 is optimal. So the numbers tell me what nutrition you need, and then I can test how much nutrition you need. So it's more detailed, I'd say, than just yes or no.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And you're welcome.
Thank you, Chris. If you'd like an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call. That number is 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And feel free to visit her website at MaryJaneMack.com.
And remember, for now, for the flu season, don't let people scare you, or just take care of yourself. Think about your health and doing normal, good maintenance, and eat good. Clean your refrigerator. Think about things around your house that collect bacteria, and make sure that you're feeding your kids healthy food. Remember, it's too much sugar, too much dairy, and heavy wheat products that can make your immune system weaker. So look at what your family's doing. And that's why in school, all these kids are sick. Well, you got to say, what do these kids all eat? You know, what's going on with a lot of these kids? So if your kids are healthy, they eat well, and your family, then their immune system is going to be a lot better than if you're eating sugar and
processed
food. That's for sure.
So clean foods, proteins and veggies, and then you can have the occasional cookie or
absolutely, and it's
snack.
Better if you have it fresh. Don't get packaged stuff. Buy fresh things. Because when it's fresh made, like make it at home, it's the energy is high. It's like I was talking about, everything has energy. And if the energy of something, which like packaged cookies, is usually a 2 or 3, well, it's going to clog up your gallbladder. But if it's fresh made, home ingredients, the energy is usually a 10 or above. So you're eating foods that are more alive. And then when you eat them, it's healthier and you feel better and you're going to do better. So think about you can have cookies. You can have things like that as long as it's fresh made.
I like to go to Costco for those apple pumpkin pies.
Well, the thing with Costco's, both score high. The thing is, they make those so fresh every day, you're never getting anything old. They fly out of there. So again, those are still good. They have high energy, and that's what you want. So clean up your house. Think about your refrigerator. Think about just normal sanitizing, hand sanitizers or
kids
wipies.
Well, even little kids' toys.
Oh,
the drooling, the sneezing.
Throw the little kids' toys in the stuffed animals in the dryer. You fluff and all the bedding in the dryer. You sanitize it. And do not use
dryer sheets.
Dryer sheets weaken the immune system, and it can cause little kids and babies to have seizures. It's like a huge thing. So be careful of chemicals and things that you use in your house. But if you throw even your own bedding, just put them in the dryer and freshen things up, sanitize them. Makes a huge difference, because kids often will get congested and stuffy, and people are wondering what it is. Well, one could be dryer sheets or softeners, and the other is the bedding and everything needs to be freshened up, the pillows. And it's simple, throw it in the dryer.
Yeah, with everything closed up now with our cold, rainy weather. Boo. Boo.
So simple things, just look around your house, take care. Again, use the wipes, your car, do the doorknobs, do basic things.
Think about where your hands come into contact with on a daily basis. You'd be amazed at all the things that you touch.
And sometimes you might feel a little, a little over excessive. But you know what? At this time, it's better to be a little over excessive cleaning than under.
Under excessive. I would like to give a special birthday shout out to my little princess Nikki in Nairobi, Kenya, who's turning 4 today.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Nikki.
Nikki is turning 4. She is family. She's like my little princess and her little sister, Nancy.
And little baby Nancy was named after Nancy.
Yes, and honored and privileged. But today is Nikki's 4th birthday. So happy birthday, Princess Nikki. I miss you, and I will see you soon. 2015, not too far away, my princess. So I hope you have a great, fun day.
And have a wishing all of you out there a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And And we're always happy that you join us and that you're part of our family. And we look forward to hearing from you.
So, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Holidays.
Some kind of wonder they will ever end. You get so mad at me when I go out with my friends. Sometimes you're crazy, then you wonder why. I'm such a baby, yeah, the dolphins make me cry. But there's nothing I can do. I only want to be with you.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.